Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now. Your inside look at local motorsports. Want to welcome everybody to the show, regulars and new, young and old. I'm not looking at Jay while I say old.
You know, I had a bad enough day.
Hey, I'm just looking forward to this drier heat that we always are used to here every summer. Glad that humidity is kind of going away a little bit.
It's talking 110 tomorrow.
I know, huh?
You should be raking in the bucks with that AC business.
I can't see straight. I haven't been able to sleep.
Jeez. That's a good problem.
Just during the summer. Of course, hosting tonight, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn. How you doing?
Confused.
Confused, hey?
Confused.
That's seems like a regular thing every Tuesday, so it's a weekly thing.
No, just confused.
No?
Yeah, bathroom issues.
We're going to move right along to the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. Of course, your mission's probably just to get your cars ready in time to go racing.
Yes, it is. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
I know JJ's had bathroom issues, but
got his Coca-Cola over there. I've got my water and hot coffee.
Yeah, and I'm the one confused.
I got hot coffee and some water. I've been up early, man. I got to do something to stay awake.
I hope some of the people listening to the radio show will call you with air conditioning problems at like 3 in the morning.
Call anytime. I've got voicemail.
Up early, what is that? Is that like before 11? And
oh, no.
For you?
5.
11:59.
5?
5 a.m. this morning.
5?
Yeah. It's a long day for me when you're out in the heat. I mean, Gary, you know that. When you're working that heat, man, you all know that.
I'm outside driving. I'm in a bus 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, I got to taste AC, but that's about it in between, you know. So,
and I don't want to skip over real quick before we get too far. the number 42 bomber driver, Mr. Who are you? What are we calling you now? Just
Vajustin.
Vajustin.
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Vajustin.
How about JG, Mr. Justin Griffith? Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I call him Junior. I have a little bit more respect for him than
Vajustin.
Yeah, that's just not right. Really?
So is it just Junior? Or?
I just call him Junior.
No, it's Bud Junior.
I got him in the phone as Junior.
Okay. What do you got him in the phone as?
But just this is a clean show.
Let's see where we each got each other in our phones under. What's the nicknames we have each other under?
Gary's I just recently changed.
You knew we were going to switch phones here and see what we...
He said that. I had some time at the doctor's office, and I just recently changed his name.
I can only imagine.
The picture on that, picture that comes up for him is the wagon that was destroyed. That lost the red, white, and blue wagon.
Yep.
I have that picture. I see that red, white, and blue wagon come up, just scissors
crunched
shut, and turned into a gremlin.
And you bring that up on Facebook. Chet Kirshner,
yes,
brought it up. The wagon being loaded on the tow truck in Hurricane 4 years ago today.
When it was black.
Yes.
That's when we took it up there, and it was painted
4 years
black.
Ago today.
Yeah.
Well, 2011.
That's 4 years I've had that picture coming up to you. With the name Trainwreck now.
Trainwreck. Yes. Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. I'm respectful. Trainwreck Wyatt.
What else you got? What else you got on your phone? Nicknames?
Any you want to pull it?
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see contacts.
Contacts.
Yeah, here we. What's your call?
There's I'll trouble. They're showing trouble already.
What's some of the others? I don't have any. Here, Junior, home.
Okay, see, you got Junior. That's good.
Yeah.
Justin, what do you
Junior.
Have for some of these guys here?
We can, I literally have them by their name.
I want to see your phone. I want you to show me. I want to see this. Hey, let's see your phone.
Hold on here. I got something more important. While Justin's
good,
looking for names in his phone.
Yes. I got
hey,
issues with
you mean
bathroom.
That's not important? Hey.
I can get a picture of him with the microphone.
And a picture.
Go ahead with your bathroom issues.
Bathroom, you know.
Who's got Lincoln? You got Lincoln, a picture of Lincoln next to somebody there. Next to their picture, their name. Who is that, your brother?
Lincoln.
Lincoln, a picture of Lincoln. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's a nice
penny pigeon.
Cheap bastard. He's got
another Lincoln. Oh, that's that penny pigeon bastard.
That old movie. We will get into that, but
yeah, no.
But I'm pretty sure I saw Lincoln. So.
No,
I didn't mean to catch you up.
I know I'm not the only one experiencing in this. I mean,
hot flashes.
Obviously you are.
Lately, okay, bars and stores and they need to designate the bed. They need to go back to lettering the bathrooms, men and women.
Not to like pictures.
Okay, not pictures or designs.
Right.
Okay, because this is becoming very, very confusing.
Right.
Okay, which one to go in? All right. Most recently was one that I went to. They had a cat and a dog.
Yeah, that is confusing.
Okay. Now, you know, I don't have an ego, but I think I'm a good-looking cat, and
which,
in life I've come across quite a few dogs out there.
And I'm going to say something that's
probably
wrong, but which Chinese restaurant? All right, I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
I mean, these symbols and everything that they're putting up, you know, cowgirl, you know, I mean, one has a lasso, the other one has a saddle. Okay. You know, they're getting creative. They need to go back to basics. I'm a very simple person. Men, woman. That's it.
Even a picture wouldn't do it anymore. Right?
Okay, I came across one with a donkey and a freaking elephant. I'm a conservative. I don't know whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat. You know, and we're supposed to figure this out, whether it's male or female.
If you have to crap or piss, that's which one you go in there.
You know, and they got to go back to men and women. All right, keep this creative symbols and stars and animals off these doors because it's going to become really confusing for me.
Can I ask you which one did you go into?
Huh?
The cat or the dog?
The wrong one.
I looked for the urinals.
I told you. First thing, door pops open, you look for urinals.
I turn
right?
around the corner, and I look for the urinals. If there's just stalls, I'm out of there.
Okay, lasso doesn't mean men, okay?
Okay. All right, I got to go to the saddle.
Yep.
You know, and I'm like, what is this
men.
Me back in the saddle? What the
sit
hell?
Sit down in the saddle? What?
You know, they got to go back to men and women because I got to tell you why. They pushing through Congress that you're going to have transgender bathrooms.
Unisex bathrooms.
You know, unisex, transgender, there's going to be three bathrooms. Now I feel I'm really going to be screwed because now I got to make the decision between three if they start putting up those symbols. If there's going to be a cat, a dog, and then a cat's head on a dog's ass. I don't know, but you're breaking it. Right now I'm at a 50-50 shot. I will better my odds, okay, if there's three bathrooms to choose from, I will better my odds from 50% to 66%. You know why? Because I'm going to put on a dress, and two out of three I'm going to nail. Two out of three bathrooms I'm going to be able to go into and feel comfortable, so there's only one that I can get wrong.
Yeah, and I think there's what's really going on here is He's looking for any reason to put a dress on.
I'm pretty sure that's what we got going on.
Oh, man. This is a family show, guys.
If I put a dress on with a transgender bed, I can't go wrong. If I walk into the women's, I can't go wrong. I walk into the guys, I'll get my ass kicked.
Carry a wig in your purse.
I don't know. I don't know. For me, it's been very confusing. They need to go back to lettering men's and women's bathrooms.
And I agree. I mean, hey, I get in some of these, even if it's in like a different language or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
I know I'm not the only one experiencing that's walking into a bar, goes to the bathroom and be like, uh-oh, which one? But you have a couple drinks and you don't give a damn anymore.
You scope out.
You don't look for the urinals.
You don't look for the urinals. You know? So I'm just confused with that. That's all. Just something basic. I know I'm not the only one. I know other people are identifying with this, standing in front of, oh, shit, which one? So.
Justin's confused, too. Didn't you hear him?
Justin, ever had that problem?
I can't say I have.
You don't eat out enough. I think that's the problem.
Right? Am I wrong here, Mike?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
You've gone and seen these symbols. I mean, they started with a lady in a dress and then a man in a friggin' suit, but the legs are so close together.
Exactly.
You can't tell which one. Okay. You know, it's.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've had that confusion, like, oh, crap. So I just wait a minute. And see who goes into which bathroom. I think they know. So.
And you can see Mike looking over a machine now.
Which one is it?
Did he turn left or did he turn right?
What does hombre mean?
I can see Mike now up on top of this chair looking over the video machine for who's coming out of which bathroom.
I'm with you.
You don't know. I'm confused.
I agree.
I'm confused. Thank you, Mike. Good old men or women. Yes,
hey,
it's simple. That's it.
Simple. It's in English, black and white. Usually.
I know I'm not the only one encountering this. And scratching your head, and you got to go, man. And you, really.
Well, that's a good thought of the week, so. We'll keep an eye out for that.
Now everybody listening to this radio show is going to go to all the places they go to and look to see which bathroom they're going to go to.
Go ahead and post your pictures on Facebook and send it to Gary. Whatever. What are you doing?
Email JJ.
Email JJ.
JJ@onwheels.com.
Onwheels.com.
If you got this problem, help me out here. You know, 702-685-8116. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I know there's other people. 702-685-8116. Tell us your experiences.
I can't wait to see the people that call into this.
Well, what can I tell you? It's reality, all right, and that's what I've been encountering.
It's something that happens after 25, Justin, so you still got some time.
Yeah.
I've just got two text messages saying this is a boring show so far.
Okay.
All right, we'll move on.
We'll call in. Have them call the show. We'll talk about something not boring.
If those two would call in, it wouldn't be so boring, right?
It might be worse.
Right?
Hey, that's okay.
I can only imagine who they are.
And it's a boring show. They have an off dial.
That's right. Or a down button.
Well, if you don't want to be bored, you can go to www.thebombernation.com website. Click on the message boards and see what Justin's talking about, because he's probably there talking about you. So check it out, thebombernation.com website. And actually, on the very front page, I see something. See, Miss Kaylee Barker, is her birthday? When was her birthday?
Related.
Last week I was going to bring up, but we got talking
things. We got tied up. We didn't even take a break last week.
Yes. We had Danny Fitzgerald in.
Yep. Yeah, thanks to Danny. It was a great show. If you didn't catch it, go to the archives. Listen to Danny Fitzgerald. Great show last week.
Miss Kaylee Barker made a trip to, where was that truck race?
Eldora.
Now, why does it say on top, maybe my thing's wrong, it says Bouldering LVMS Summer Break Racing Resumes September 2015?
Oh,
I think.
No, August 27th.
I know. I think you need to make phone calls or email to somebody.
I don't know. I haven't.
Yep.
It's there. It's there, September.
Oh. So it's actually August, and we don't know if it's really Kaylee Barker's
yes,
birthday either.
It was just
okay.
A week ago.
Yeah.
18, huh? Dang.
Yes. 18.
And she's running with the big boys in the Super Late Model Series. Can't wait to see her. They're going to be racing on the 22nd, aren't they? August 22nd, Super Late Models return.
Correct.
Yes.
Along with Super Stocks, Bombers, Grand American Modifieds, and all the, whatever they're calling them nowadays, the
Legends
and Bombers,
and yes.
the Thunder Roadsters and things like that. So August 22nd, LVMS, of course, LVMS.com. You can go there, click on the Bullring link, and check out the schedule there. Or you can go to thebombernation.com, and everything's there if you scroll down to the bottom.
That's right.
So
check it out. Check out the message board.
Happy birthday, Kaylee. Belated, I guess.
Miss, you know. We're going to switch gears here.
Well, real quick, I noticed nobody in that shot is wearing an On Wheels Now t-shirt. So.
Oh, man. Or a Bomber Nation.
Or a Bomber Nation. So anyway, we'll get to that later.
Yes.
But anyway, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
Believe it or not, our buddy, 87-year-old Russ Wilson, won the bomber race in Poland this past weekend.
You got to be kidding me.
No, he didn't.
Great, man. That's
no, I'm not. I'm sorry. He did win.
Wow.
He
must have been ecstatic.
Yes, he was.
They didn't have a heart attack in the winter circle.
Almost.
That's good to hear.
Yes. Thanks to Mike Lane.
Cool.
He did. Mike Lane did foul up a couple times, but Russ Wilson won. So
congratulations.
Yes.
Of course.
87 years old, and I won it, and I forgot, and I went down into Victory Circle with him. I forgot, and I wanted to ask him when the last time he won a race was, and I have a feeling he'll tell us like 1950 or something.
40 years ago.
So I will get that information. I will be talking to him this week or next week, and I will get the information that and of course was when I was down there. I knew what I was going to ask him when I went down there, but I got down there and he got talking to me, and naturally it all went.
And that was on August 1st, right?
Yep.
Is that
yes.
And that's the same weekend that Cecilia raced,
and
right?
I ran the dwarf.
You actually ran the dwarf, really? And?
No, we asked about Cecilia. We
didn't
have
to ask
about
you. Shit about
you.
Fine,
Cecilia won her heat race.
Cool.
And so did Justin. Won his race.
So were you in a separate heat, of course? So.
Yeah. No, they were in the same heat.
She won the same heat. They both won. Hey, you never know with these couples.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, honey,
oh, yeah.
Let's cross the line together.
But I can tell you.
We're talking about Justin now, so the show is not boring anymore.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it unboring. So.
Yes. I can tell you somebody was going to be sleeping on the couch, and it wasn't going to be Cecilia if he would have won the race.
How'd you do in the main?
Third.
Was it a points race for the?
I believe it was Western States points.
Western States points.
And, of course, Crump points. But it was a fun race. Very interesting down in front. Very interesting night of racing.
Mark Dobb, 13 in a row.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not a big fan, but congratulations to Steve Nash for shoving it down their throat. He won. They had some controversy in the modified race.
Oh.
So I don't know who won that. Either Clifton King or Dan Snowden. Yes.
How was the modified turnout?
Four cars.
They're not
sanctioned,
of course.
It was rough with four cars, but it got very interesting at the end.
Yeah.
That was
there was eight super stocks?
Yeah, it got really interesting.
Yeah, really?
I feel Chad is going to do the right thing with the super stocks. Hopefully he does the right thing with the super stocks, but we'll leave it up to him to.
What do I hear?
It got pretty bad.
It got
pretty
rough.
It got real rough.
I mean,
banging and hitting, or
purposely banging and hitting.
Some rough driving going on.
Purposely. And again, hopefully Chad does the right thing and takes care of that issue.
Cool. So, haven't been down there in a while myself. So. But clean racing in dwarf cars, right?
As far as I've seen, yeah. I started outside poles. Silly started first, and I only seen one other car the whole race.
Did you guys get to kind of bang each other?
No,
you didn't bang each other? Okay. Okay.
She left that a different way. She left you at the starting line.
We both took off.
No. No. She left him in turn four. She was at the starting line waiting for him.
Well, let me tell you, there's no doubt that Silly Dilly left him because that girl can drive.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
She knows how to wheel.
I was sitting next to his mom, and I tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Watch this. Silly's going to leave his ass sitting." And that's exactly what happened. Was she was gone before he hit the gas.
But I did when I got out of the car.
But no buts about it. She did leave you, correct?
She kicked my ass.
Okay, that's not disputed there.
After the heat race, I was told by her father that he thinks I was faster in my heat race than she was. But her car was handling all funky. And then she looked at me with a straight face and said, "I hope you know if you beat me in the main, you need to find a new ride home." So,
and you were sleeping on the couch.
All I was like, something happened to the car, right? No.
And it was a Southern Nevada points race, not Western States.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure.
Way to correct that.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure she beat you fair and square. So.
Oh, she did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she has many other people. So.
I'm out of shape, you know. After like three laps.
Out of shape? You sit your ass in a car. How can you be out of shape?
You drive that car with no power steering. I forgot how
it
was.
I'm too fat. I don't fit in one.
I guarantee we can put you in one.
Shoehorn up. We did. Hey. Just won't be able to get out.
That's why I don't drive a Legend. I'm too fat. I can't get in one.
I straight up got whooped.
Well, it's good you had a chance to hop in a dwarf car again. This is the second time, right?
Yep, second time.
How do you think you do against little Chris Trickle? Because he did fairly well, right?
He finished third.
Same car,
yep,
right?
And got beat by the same two people, Derek Rossi and Silly. So, I mean, those two are the class of the field out there. When they show up, they're definitely fast.
One or the other is probably going to win, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I beat Derek in the heat race, but we failed to mention that he didn't finish the heat race. He pulled off, so hey, win's a win, though.
Gave him a chance.
Right.
Exactly. Wanted to give him a chance.
Hey, we weren't going to talk about that, but hey, you brought it up. No.
That's right.
I can admit to it.
That's cool.
I got beat by the best, though.
And what do you think of the track out there, Gary, watching from the stands again?
Oh, it was really, really, really black.
Black flip.
It went big time.
Turn one and two was completely slip.
Matter of fact, the two leaders of Clifton King and Dan Snowden on their modified race, you could see they were, I ain't going to say they were tiptoeing through the turn, but they wasn't blasting through the turn.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
You could see it was taking it fairly easy through the turns.
Mark Dobb looped it in turn one and two, leading the race.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he did.
He just lost it.
And he's able, obviously.
Well, the yellow came out.
And he started.
Yeah. To me, he was obviously he was leading, but all the other cars were lapped. So.
Except for Loki, the 89.
Was not lapped?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
He was the only one, I believe, that wasn't lapped. But then when they did the restart, they put Jerry Patrick, who was a lap down, out front, and Mark Dobb was second and started like fifth. Their lineup was all messed up.
Well, he brought
restart.
The yellow out, so
yeah.
He goes to the back.
But Loki or whatever it was, he started like third, but he was actually the leader.
Alan
so,
Loki.
Yeah, Loki.
89.
Yep. But it was a very interesting race.
Yes. Of course, you're seeing night.
And of course, the Pahrump Valley Speedway, you can go check out PahrumpValleySpeedway.com schedule, but
they're not off during the summer like LVMS, so they're racing
every other week, February to November.
Yep. So
they go back the 15th.
Yep. 15th. So not this weekend. This weekend actually Tonopah, right? Two days of racing. Dan was talking about racing up there in Tonopah, correct?
Correct.
This weekend, 8th and 9th. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, you want to take a short drive, but you can take a drive up to Tonopah. I've never been to that track, but
a little cooler.
Is it?
Weather-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can stop and look at the sights on the way of the beautiful desert.
95 miles an hour all the way.
Stop at Beatty and
candy and whatever they
are. Drop in on the Cash Register Museum of America.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
They have a Cash Register Museum of
America. Well, I'm going to look for that next time I go that way.
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, they do.
Huh. Have you been there?
Along with horses and
buggies,
chickens and goats. Running across goats and all sorts of wildlife running across the road. It's a very, very open town. Yep.
I'm just trying to think of the Cash Register Museum. I mean, how many different types? I mean, I guess throughout the years there has been many different types of cash registers.
Yep. They have a Cash Register Museum up there.
Huh. I'm trying to think what they're going to do.
Never
went
in my. I haven't gone in myself to answer your question, but you know. never was fascinated with cash registers.
Wait, we're nosediving again. Hold on.
Except
we're going back to boring, so let's go back to
We're talking about what you'll see on the way to
Tonopah. 2 days of racing up there.
At night, if you travel at night, you see nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I recommend traveling during the
day. Bring a companion or someone to talk to. Yeah.
You see nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Was it like 3.5 hours, something like that?
Four and a half.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yep.
Not bad.
It's a nice ride.
You know, they got.
But if you stop at the Cash Register Museum, it can turn into five.
You will have something to do. At least a half hour's worth of of Cash Register sightseeing. Well, cool.
I pointed it out. They didn't stop. I was a passenger.
I
pointed out. They
you
never
guys
stopped.
Pull over.
We stopped in the middle of the desert for them to smoke.
Once.
Really?
Once.
Oh, yeah.
Once, 4.5 hours ago.
So you need a pickup
once.
Truck. You put them in the back, smokers in the back, and then everybody else in
the front. With the tailgate down, right?
Everybody step on it. Hey, don't look at me like that. Yeah, okay.
The whole trip up and trip back, I was in the passenger seat. Gary just got his Dodge. What is that? Crapper?
Caliper.
Caliper. The whole way up in there, you know, it was every 5-10 minutes. Hey, this is great. Hey, what's this? Hey, this is great. Oh, man. Look at the mileage. Oh, geez. I haven't used any yet. There, oh, yeah. So that
bought
was.
It on a Friday night and drove it to Tonopah Saturday morning.
Oh, is that when you got
yep.
that?
Yeah.
Three other guinea pigs in the car. Have you taken on a trip like this? Nope, just bought it. Okay, we're going. Quick.
Hey, I didn't want to walk by myself. Come on.
We're going to
blow the sucker up. Oh, man, this thing, this doesn't even feel like we're doing 95. It feels like we're doing 60.
And it's not a Dodge. That's in a Dodge.
Four cylinder at that.
Winding out. You can't even tell it's doing 95. What'd you say? Oh, this is great.
It's about 7,000 RPM.
Why is the window rattling?
Hey, I'm thinking about getting a different truck. Get rid of my Ford and maybe get a Chevy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
On with the show.
Possibly, I don't know.
On with the show.
I was looking at the Dodges, but man, I'm not feeling it with the Dodge. So they don't look good.
Nope, never owned one.
I used to own one. I actually had a good experience with it. It was not
bad. Had a Plymouth Fury. Had a Chrysler Newport Custom.
Those are the ones we wrecked, right?
Yeah.
Were those demolition cars?
Oh, I wish I had my 74 two-door Newport Custom. I owned back then. Oh, man. You want to talk about a boat. That'd be a great demo car. Two-door.
Yeah.
Sitting up high. Yeah, we wouldn't have jacked that thing up with tires whatsoever. It was nice. Avocado green, white vinyl roof.
Big back
seat. You want to go to break on that note? Really, I don't even know what you're talking
what
about.
Boring,
right?
Boring that? Okay, fine.
That's it. I won't talk the rest of the show.
I'm kidding, man.
That's
I'm
it.
Just giving you a hard time.
You censor me. You tell me shut up. You tell me I'm boring.
Yeah,
I
say
okay,
shut
I
up.
Understand.
I understand.
All right, we're going to go to break.
Don't blame it all on me.
It's all your fault. Mm-hmm.
I'm Silly Dilly, your 2014 Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Champion, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and JJ on Wheels Now.
I'm Russ Wilson, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump. The place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupe, and more. There's something for everybody, including the bomber. You can find out more at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Gina's Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Pahrump. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater to your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's GNS Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. Just before the break, we were talking about all kinds of different things. Of course, Pahrump Valley Speedway is one of them. And, of course, got to say again congrats to the 87-year-old Mr. Russ Wilson. Of course, that's 87 years old, running a bomber stock at Pahrump Valley Speedway. Congratulations to him again, of course. So congratulations to Mike Lane. I know, you know, that he's been winning a lot of races out there, you know, and very competitive racing out there in the bomber division. And, again, you know, for Russ Wilson winning. So moving on.
And
Ahead.
And Russ tells me he's going to make the trip to Tonopah.
No way. And that's he's in the 29 car,
66 Thunderbird.
Right. So, oh, JJ's wheels are turning. I don't even know what JJ's got going on his end of the studio there. But
hey, real quick.
Yep, go ahead.
Justin is like Mike. He brings his own notes in. So let's get to
let's see your note. What do you got?
Justin's notes
we'd
over there.
We already talked about my my notes. Trump Valley Speedway.
Okay.
Well, that took the show from boring.
Yes, so. Because Justin said
yeah.
Yeah,
because yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I want to move on to the Bull Ring because that's coming up. You guys, are you guys going to be ready in your bomber cars? We only got 2 weekends left. You got this weekend
and
next weekend. And the weekend after that is racing weekend. So, you guys ready?
The 33
Anybody?
Car is ready.
33 car? You figured out your brake issue, got it going, fixed, you're good to go.
Yep.
You can stop
yep.
and go.
Gary, haven't tried it yet, but...
They work on the jack stand.
We spun the rotor. I was in the car on
push
jack
the
jack stand.
Stop. Yeah. Okay.
Hey. Not good enough.
Hey.
Good.
If you stop a 20-pound wheel, it can stop a 3,600-pound car.
That's right.
38.
And then your car, of course, motor tranny still pulled, still working on it.
The machine shop still has the block.
Oh, well, wait a minute. What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
There's some secret stuff going on in the,
the
J.C. Motor camp here.
There's some secret stuff.
There's more sad shit going on.
There's more lighter wallets going on, trust me.
This is all stuff, I mean, through all our cars, Justin's and Arlie's and Gary's and mine, this is all stuff we cannot see.
Right.
We had a broken... torque converter bolt. How the hell can you prevent up against that? I mean, no, we don't have a motor program where we're pulling the motor every 1-2 races and tearing it apart and putting it together.
Right, and that's not what the bomber
division
is supposed to be either.
I mean, I had a brake caliper lockup. Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, prevent that? We have rings that broke inside the motor. It isn't because of preparation and maintenance.
Right.
It's from wear and tear that we have.
Well,
I mean,
pushing 3,800 pound cars beyond their limits.
Yes.
That are 20 plus
you know,
years
this
old.
This is all unforeseen stuff. This isn't, you know, that, no, we didn't check the tires or.
Right.
It's just unforeseen internal stuff that it's been happening, right?
Exactly.
I mean, this
isn't
from maintenance.
And he brings up the torque converter on July 3rd when I had a leaking front seal. Well, come to find out, it was the torque converter bolt had broken the torque converter. It just broke and left a leak in the torque converter.
Hmm.
Wasn't the front main seal like I thought. I mean, that's...
Right.
Who would think the torque converter bolt would break?
Right.
So
who knew a caliper was going to collapse? Who knew a piston ring was going to break?
Justin, before you chime in, see my wall?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
That's a completely different year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's behind us now.
Arlie's piston broke.
Yeah.
You know, this is all stuff. We do a check. This is all internal stuff that we can't, you know, foresee happening. And like I said, we don't have a motor program where we got a stack of motors just waiting to go in and we can take one out, strip it down, and rebuild it after 2-3 races. It just isn't like that.
And so, I've said before, the motor that's in the shop today, we built in 2006. So
I still think it's a Ford problem. Because the one Chevy on the team.
Hold on. My 2006 motor has outlasted his brand new 3-year-old motor. So, on with your.
That was a factory.
That was a factory mistake.
I let the Ford guy touch my Chevy motor. It never ran better. So.
Yeah, and I've had a disease ever since.
Start backpedaling here. My Chevy motor's never run better.
Yeah, you know, they all have their. Quirks, Chevy, Dodge.
Anyway, and the machine shop found something in one of the piston holes, so we're going to get it fixed.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, we ran Perrone for the past 3 years. We had a total of four DNFs.
Right. Which ain't bad because you're talking, 20 plus?
Okay, 28
per
17,
year.
18, 20, and 222
Wow. It's a lot
races
of races.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
we've had four DNFs, and two were attributed to tires.
Right.
Okay. And two were attributed to fuel pumps.
Yeah.
All right. That just took a crap. Well, guess what? It's caught up with us. It's caught up with us, and we just got even the bolt-on parts are taking a crap.
Yes.
Right.
Time to take advantage of those lifetime warranties at AutoZone.
Yes. And one thing.
We have.
thing I do say, if racing was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Everybody tries.
Yeah.
I see it on the street every day.
So we joke around, you know, a train wreck.
Yeah.
But it's unforeseeable stuff.
Right. So, but your car's ready. 33 car's ready.
Almost.
65 is on the way. The 42 car.
No.
Ready to go? Almost?
No.
No?
I have a drip in my tranny.
No.
Oh, a tranny drip. That doesn't sound good.
Hold on.
Should we go back to the bathroom?
Yeah, exactly. We should go back to the bathroom.
On with the family show. We don't want to turn it into a boring show. Justin's car is Justin ready. It's not Gary ready.
So there's a few things
and
left.
Hold on, let me.
That Justin don't even know about
you. No, he knows.
He knows
about
okay.
It.
All
yeah,
right. No surprise.
His Chevy parts are sitting in my Ford van, so no, his car is not ready. Is Justin ready? Is the battery charged?
Now, you know. you had to bring that. Now we were talking like mechanically and stuff, but there's also an additional thing that some bomber drivers have to worry about, and that's the new bomber rule that is out. The actual physical rules are out for the bomber weight rule, correct?
Yes.
Where they've amended the rules with a weight limit, I guess.
3,400.
So the right here. Is that what you're looking for, Jay? You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't know, it was over here. I mean, it was over
That's
here.
Fine.
So
we got more.
We got more than one. The 2015 bomber rules, which you guys probably should know by heart, anyways. I don't. There's also, along with that, a left side percentage weight percentage.
52.5%.
So 52.5%. 34. Am I correct? 3,400 pounds.
What's it say there, Justin?
Let me see.
I can't see it over there.
Minimum.
We'll let Justin be the secretary here.
Since my young eyes are better than some old eyes, it is 3,400 pounds.
Drips. Now, and you, I think, Gary, you had brought up if there is additional weight that needs to be added, that it has to be equally added.
Yes.
In between
the firewall and the front firewall. And the front bumper,
okay,
or the back firewall and the back bumper.
Nothing in the driver's compartment at all.
No, nothing between the front and rear firewall.
Okay.
And according to the rules, if you have to add 50 pounds to the left side, you have to add 50 pounds to the right side.
Okay.
So you have to equal the weight out.
Now, it has to be between the firewall and bumper.
Yes,
right.
Yes, you
but it
can,
has to be equal. So if you put 25 in the front, you got to put 25 in the back?
No. If you put 25 on the left, you got to put 25 on the right.
Oh, okay. What about front and back?
Wherever you're going to add it, you got to add it equally.
Equally front, back, side to side, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, everybody wants to add it on the front left, but that also says 52.5%
left
side weight. So you got to add the weight equally according to the rule.
So what happens, let's say, if you have a car, I don't know, if some, I'm assuming...
Hold on, real quick. And they're not given the fuel. You have to weigh 3,400 pounds after the race.
Oh, so that is after you run your main event.
Yes.
And they pull you across the scales after.
They're not giving you the fuel. So, go ahead.
Most people will probably go like 3,450 or something like that, just to kind of get themselves time.
My blue 65 is 3,407 with me in it and a full tank of gas.
Oh.
So now I got to empty the gas out and go put it back up on scales and put the rule, make it fit that rule.
So what if let's say for some reason you come in at 3,600 pounds, like a bomber, something you might not even had it on the scales ever, and you end up having 54% left side weight for whatever reason, but you're 3,600 pounds or something like that.
You got to start taking weight away and making it 52.5
yes,
pounds.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
On the left side, you got to figure out where that weight is on the left side. Either that, or I would think that you're adding weight to the right side.
Well,
but then unless you're already overweight, let's say you're 200 pounds over.
Yes, you're right. It is a lot of work for the bombers, but in my opinion, that's where some of the guys that's more experienced that should be in higher classes want it. So,
right.
You know, they don't care about the little guy. They just want to go out and spank ass by themselves. So this is what they wanted. This is what they got.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
There is lead for sale on the bombernation.com.
That's right. Yes. Phil Goodwin has 160 right. pounds for $1 a pound.
Yep, there is lead for sale.
Yes. So
we can't put sandbags in the car somewhere?
No. This is what a few guys wanted. This is what a few guys got. To me, it don't matter. Right. I'm kind of on the fence, weight or no weight. I like the no weight rule personally, but you know what? We're 10 years over what we used
right.
to be. So
the bombers today are not the bombers that started
5 years
ago. So they are kind of evolving, and of course, anytime something evolves, you got to start adding things to help keep the class more equal. And I think it's a good thing. We'll see what happens. Of course, they're going to do like a tree race period where they keep an eye on it or something like that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I thought I read that somewhere.
There will be adjustments,
right?
As deemed throughout the year,
like every rule.
So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
this is the first time.
Official will revisit the weight and left side weight rule after three races here on the very top. So it does say that.
Oh, we skipped that. We went straight
for the rules.
We didn't read the
fine print. I don't care what the officials say. I'm going to go straight to the...
But anyways, but yeah, I mean...
There's going to be quirks. Any rule that you add in, you know, there's going to be issues.
Especially in the middle of the year.
Yeah, there's going to be problems. They're going to have to work it out. So they're going to visit it in three races and then see where we're at.
Is Tim Richter headed down the right path? I think so.
I think so, too. We'll see, because, you know, the whole idea is to make the division competitive for everybody, to give everybody a chance to win. Obviously, you're always going to have somebody that's going to run away with it, but I think it's going to tighten up the division a little bit.
It's definitely going to tighten up the field. Yeah. You know, you've got a variety of weight out there, some lighter, some... 500 pounds lighter than others,
right.
You know. So.
And as far as I know, this bomber rule is one of the only rules changes that I know of. I don't know of any in super late models, super stocks, of any other type of rule amendments or anything like that.
No, I haven't heard anything.
So if you do know something, you want to talk about it, you know, you can give us a call. But as far as I know, the bomber, that's why we're talking about it right now, is...
And we can be checked with that. After we qualify, after a heat race,
before
we qualify, before a heat race, before a main or after a main, they're going to use their discretion as to when they want to bring us in, whether it's before a race, after a race, that's up to them.
Right.
So they could check us anytime at all.
Which, I mean... If it's a rule, it's a rule. They should be if they check you any time, and you should abide by the rules at all times, I guess. So right.
I guess they're gonna wait through that. I can't see them playing any stunts. This is a new adjustment. Okay, they're trying something the first time. Oh, I got no complaints about it at all, except that I wish it was a 3,800 pound minimum weight. But
we're not going to 4,000 down. What the hell?
They're not going to bunch them up for my 15th place car. Okay.
Well, hey, that actually probably would make for a tighter field.
But there's going to be quirks, and guys are going to have to be patient and understand this is a work in progress.
Well, let me tell you, I'm
especially the ones that need to be patient are the faster guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your top 8 or 10. That are faster. So they're the ones that's really going to have to be patient for the guys that don't have with what just to go out and adjust their car tomorrow morning,
right,
and then go race it tomorrow night. There are guys out there that can't do that, and there are other guys that can. Not saying none of them don't work on their cars.
Right.
I'm just saying that they got to be patient with this rule. One, it's in the middle of the season.
Right.
And two, it's a brand new rule for this division. So.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, if you haven't seen a race out at LVMS, August 22nd is probably a good date to go out there. If you know somebody, drag them out to the track, go to LVMS. You're going to want to watch all the races at LVMS. Go to LVMS.com or to the BomberNation.com website and look at the schedules. What is it, like $10 to get in or something like that? But August 22nd, the race after the long summer break for all these guys here, super late model, super stocks, Grand American Modifieds, Bombers, and all the Legend Division.
The INXs, yeah.
INXs and all that. The USCLI race, you know, cars. So you want to definitely go check out August 22nd race out at LVMS. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially with this weight rule change in the Bomber Division. I can't wait to see it. It should be exciting to watch you guys pile up.
I think it's going to be a bunched up. Again, I do think Tim Richter's going down the right path.
Yeah, and you know what?
This.
You got a lot of experience eyes watching this stuff, like, you know, Dan Fitzgerald, of course, and, you know, Tim Richter and guys like that that are spotting and watching these races and making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And it's good to see them guys out there, you know, involved. These are guys we've all raced with at some point or another or been involved with at some point in the past. So, you know, it's good to see that experience out there. And they're really doing a great job out there at LVMS. So, you know.
With this weight rule, the way I look at it, okay, at 3,800 pounds, they're bringing the cars towards me.
3,400 pounds, not 38,
okay.
3,400 pounds.
The weight rule is 34. My car is 38. All right. The way I look at it, right now I need 3 yellows to stay on the lead lap. I might only need 2 now,
okay,
before
hey,
I am lap.
You know what? It's part of gambling. You look where you live.
Okay.
So.
I might only need 2 yellows before I can stay on the lead lap. Yeah.
And it is going to bunch the field up if everybody's
so.
3,400
yeah,
pounds.
Should be
so.
Good. I can't wait. Can't wait
right.
to see it. Are you legal now, Justin? Your engine?
I'm 37.
Oh, you've always
time.
Been legal. Okay.
Okay.
let's switch gears here. Justin got some stuff out
okay,
of Tucson and Orange Show.
Well, talking about the fast guys from the boring, Aaron McMorrin and Pete Myers and Dallas Simonette went down to Tucson and again, and Aaron won again, and
in
Pete
the,
finished
the bomber,
second.
The Bomber
yes.
Division? Because they got a Bomber Division down at Tucson,
yeah,
of course, a 3/8-mile asphalt track.
They're a little different than the Bombers here. They run Hoosiers on the right-hand side of the car.
Weird.
And Aaron went down there twice and won both times, and Pete finished second.
Wow.
Dallas Simonette came out of retirement after a year, and he went down there and finished 5th.
Cool.
And I wanted to give another shout out for that. And then Chris Trickle made the trip down to Orange Show.
Oh, wow.
And 24 super late showed up. He qualified 13th, was all the way up to 5th with 50 laps to go, and got taken out by a lap car. So,
oh. You know what? And that Orange Show is a tight little track. If you haven't been to the Orange Show, you know, it's with that many cars on there, anything can happen.
That's a big field.
That's a big field for that little track. So, well, that's too bad for Chris. Yeah, and you've seen it on dirt, as dirt. One of the few.
Matter of fact, that's Orange Show is where I rolled the Cadillac in a demolition derby.
Sweet. I'm glad to see the Orange Show. I mean, obviously it was shut down, I guess, for a short period of time.
Yeah, it was hanging by a thread, yeah.
And thank God it opened back up, and they're doing a great job. This is their second year back at running. I think maybe the third year now. Second or third that they're back keeping the Orange Show.
Haven't heard anything about Blythe. Blythe, as far as I know, is still shut down.
Yep.
Yeah, we lost that a couple months ago.
Oh, Blythe, really?
So
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You sure we're talking about the same track?
I did.
Really?
Wow. Lucas pulled out.
Oh, I didn't know that. See? Learn something new every time on this show.
Funny thing is,
we
talked
about it.
Five shows ago?
You sure I was
you
here?
You brought it up.
Oh, did I? Was I here?
No, you were on the phone.
Unless you fly toss.
The dementia's kicking in.
Kicking in?
party set in.
Yeah.
You sure I was here? I don't know. I hit and miss here, so.
No, you were here.
On Wheels train wreck.
So I'm going to go listen to some of those shows and see if I. Yeah.
It wasn't too long after G Monkey went down there and raced in the 01.
Yeah.
Of course, Havasu, 95 Speedway, still off on their. Winter.
Yeah, they start out in September, Labor Day, or October.
Last year was October, but in the past they started in September. So I don't know, depending on their schedule, who they work their schedule out with.
That's a fast little quarter mile flat track.
Very
there,
flat. Yes.
Very flat.
What you got on your notes there, Justin? Where are you going?
What else you got?
All I had was points.
Points. Let's see what I got. I just got.
You got about 4 minutes.
Oh, I got 4 minutes. Just. A lot of races going on. Of course, August 22nd, LVMS at the Bullring. Got Super Late, Super Stocks, Bombers, USLCI Legend Cars, Bandoleros, Thunder Cars, and I believe the USAC Midgets, but I might be wrong on that. But that's August 22nd. So, LVMS.
Justin's got 18 pages over there, but all he's got is points.
Points, that's it.
Whose points?
Of course, Pahrump Valley Speedway again, August 15th. August 15th coming up. We've got...
LVMS points. When you
really?
That? Sorry to interrupt.
The Speedway at Willow Springs this weekend. You guys been there? The Speedway at Willow Springs?
Yes.
Yeah. August 8th. They've got their races starting up after their short break. They had a little summer break also.
Knighted Destruction or
just a regular, all the regular divisions. They got a figure eight race, and they have an INEX race there also.
They run Legends out there now, really?
Yep. Not every race, but they do like on occasion.
And Andy Daddario is still
Andy
promoting?
Andy Daddario is still promoting down there, so want to check it out. It's the Speedway at Willow Springs. You can go to the Speedway at WillowSprings.com. Checked out their schedule. August 8th this weekend. Orange Show, like you said, great track down there. August 15th, if you're going to be out and about, that's a good track to go see if you're going to be down in Southern California. Check it out. All their divisions, of course, Super Lates. Actually, they call them the open late model down there.
Open late.
Open lates, yep. So, street stocks, mini stocks, figure eights. Well, something down there that the promoter of that track is part of is the figure eight races. He's part of, I don't know what the name of the division is, but they do strictly figure eight racing, and he's the one that's promoting that track down there.
They also have figure eights at the Orange Show.
That's what I'm talking about, the Orange
Show. Oh, I thought you were talking about Willow Springs.
No. Well, yeah, they're having it too, but I just switched over to the Orange
Show. It was a very smooth
transition. Wow.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
I was looking
at a date on my phone.
I'm like, Willow, I'm right there with Willow Springs.
I was talking about the Orange Show.
He said it's a very nice Orange Show that I was just talking about. I'm glad I'm listening to the show.
Hey, somebody is. Anyways, Tonopah this weekend.
3-9.
8th and 9th.
I do have one thing I want to say. I want to send a good luck to everybody running the Dwarf Car Nationals down in Medford, Oregon. That's 6th, 7th, and 8th of August. So
really?
I know Silly won't be racing it for the first time in 8 years. She won't be making it, but I know she has a lot of friends that live down there and are going to race down there.
Okay, just say that from here... Medford, Oregon is not down.
Whatever.
It is up. Okay? Arizona is down. Medford, Oregon is up.
Yeah.
In that place over there, not in Vegas.
All right, I guess we're done. We're done.
Oh, we're done.
We're done.
I don't think we ever got started.
Be here next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Because it was a boring show.
911 was called. EMTs picking up the wreckage out of the train.
And no bums were caught at the door.
That's right.
So, hey, join us live next Tuesday. Next week.
Thanks for listening.